Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host this morning, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Sitting in this morning for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America, of course. And we're broadcasting on this wonderful Tuesday morning live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world, and via the internet and via satellite over the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us safe and free out there. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, there's a lot of people all across America working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along. We appreciate all of you. And, of course, the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail across the country, and our suicide jockeys, you know who you are, hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go this morning. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow the program on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's all one word, lowercase, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you want to call in and opine, the telephone number, toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Want to hear from you this morning. Now, let's get started just as the captain would do. We're going to say our Pledge of Allegiance, and I invite everybody out there to say it along with me wherever you may be this morning. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we don't want to forget those two words, under God, as the captain emphasizes every morning here on the program, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we're going to be joined here, I believe, here soon by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll be waiting for her in just a few moments, I believe. But until we hear from her, we're going to talk about, of course, this Durham report that has come out. This is, you know, you hear the word bombshell, and you know, especially on some of the other networks, right? You might, well, it's a bombshell. It's always the walls are closing in, and this kind of thing. They overuse that term. But the Durham report is a bombshell. It's not going to contain, perhaps we think at this point, indictments per se, but it is a bombshell in the fact that it is. It is uncovering and demonstrating the lengths to which you had some of these bad actors go back in 2016 and 2017, coming off of the Hillary Clinton campaign-funded Steele dossier, the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, and all that jazz going into launching these investigations. And what the Durham report found, folks, is that no way, no how, did the FBI have enough evidence to begin to launch this kind of investigation. They didn't seem to run it by the different intelligence agencies. They didn't seem to literally do something as simple as picking up the telephone and trying to check all this stuff out. And so, unfortunately, what it shows is that you had these bad actors who had a grudge and had a reason to believe that they could do whatever they wanted to do and bring these kinds of investigations in. And, of course, it led to the Mueller report, and the Mueller report spent millions of dollars, and it found out, of course, that there was no Russian collusion. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of that movie that was out a while back, many, many years ago, with Kevin Klein. It was called Dave, and it was a very funny movie about a lookalike who has to replace the president because there's some medical issue. And and in this movie, of course, the real president who's replacing was nefarious and bad. And what they did is they took all the stuff that he ever did, and they put it all into the vice president, who was actually a good person and loved his country and this kind of thing. Well, that's kind of what it looks like with the collusion stuff that the Democrat Party elite try to do. It's like they want to take everything that they kind of do or want to do, and they want to throw it off onto somebody else. And this was a major, major kind of an example of that, to try to make it look so bad and create such a huge headwind for the incoming president that it would just be impossible to govern. President Trump was able to do so many things in spite of that. That's going to be another aspect of this campaign, not just for President Trump, but I think for the GOP in general, to show that all these things are lining up. The malicious prosecutions, the trumping up, no pun intended, of Russia collusion charges, and the list goes on. And they're going to be able to use that to their advantage, I believe, to say, look, this is all happening. It's all true. Your choice is now being nullified in so many ways. And what do we hear the Democrat Party elite tell us all the time? Oh, they're, you know, the MAGA Republicans. They love to say that. MAGA Republicans are attacking our democracy. Well, it's, you know, talk about attacking our democracy when the people actually elect somebody and you come up with this kind of stuff. That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, does it? All right, I'm hearing the music right there. Folks, don't forget, 877-969-8600. We want to hear from you as we travel across the overnight hours this morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there because there's so much more to talk about this morning. See you in a moment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We are racing through and rocketing through the Tuesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. This is Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for host Captain Matt Bruce this morning as the captain is at a secret, undisclosed location somewhere out there in America. And I know I've just narrowed it down. It's somewhere in America. And he's on assignment. We did talk with the captain in hour number one. And we, of course, are missing him while he's on assignment. But we're here, and we want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And as we head into hour, we're well into hour number three here on the program. So glad to be with you. And, you know, we were talking about the Durham report. But also, of course, there's other news that's happening out there today as well. And one of the things that is also very interesting, of course, is the idea that consumer debt is now heading past $17 trillion for the first time. Now, this is despite a slide in mortgage demand. This from CNBC. Total consumer debt hit a fresh new high in the first quarter of 2023, pushing past $17 trillion, even amid a sharp pullback in home borrowing. The total for borrowing across all categories hit $17.05 trillion, an increase of nearly $150 billion, or 0.9% during January to March. During that period, the New York Federal Reserve reported on Monday. That took total indebtedness up about $2.9 trillion from the pre-COVID period ended in 2019. Now, this increase is coming even though new mortgage originations, including refinancing, totaled just $323.5 billion, the lowest level since the second quarter of 2014. Now, I happen to know someone who does mortgage refinancing and so forth. Their business has has dried up, for lack of a better term. It's just dried up, and that's, I think that's going to be the case for so many across the country who work in that business. All right, looks like we got someone on the telephone lines. Line number one, Jan in Clearwater. You're on the Ian in Clearwater. You're on the Captain's America. Hey, Ian.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, I got a few comments, and they're probably going to anger you guys, but I'm going to hit. So we got the Durham report, and he spent all these years and all this money to find out what all of us have figured out back in 2016, that the entire state apparatus of the United States government, starting in August of 2016, including Obama et al., all the way down, has been at war against Donald Trump, and because he got the nomination in July of 16, and they set this thing in motion in August of 16. Of course, we all knew it, anybody that is a sentient being. Okay, so now it's all coming out, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry, because at the top of every show, you got Bush, who's part of that crowd that's against Trump, but by extension, his supporters, okay? And then you guys do a Pledge of Allegiance to a country that doesn't even exist anymore, and the same people that you're lambasting that set this thing in motion back in August of 16 to get at Trump, and by extension, anybody who supports him, okay, want you to go pledge allegiance to the flag, wave the flag, and go die for them in Ukraine. You guys got cognizant dissidents, okay?
Well, I hear you, Ian. I know that in the intro to the program, we do hear President Bush, but that's really a reference, of course, to 9/11, which, of course, as you know, is very important to the captain. That's, I think, why you have President Bush there, because of what happened that day and how America responded as a historical reference and guide. But also, of course, the idea, I think the country doesn't exist anymore. I think the captain here, he would say in a very resounding way, not on my watch. that's what we're fighting for. And this whole Durham report, I think, shows that the people do have the power. They're finding out about this. And, you know, in order to redress this, the people can actually go and vote the bums out. I think they'll have a much bigger fervor to do that this time.
Listen, all due respect, you're a nice guy, I like you. I'm not criticizing you personally as a captain. I'm just telling you, the situation has changed long, long, long time ago since we put all this stuff together. You guys need to get that. Bush, we will not tire, we tired. We will not falter, we faltered. We will not fail, we fail. Okay? Forget about Bush. He's part of them. The whole thing is part of them. All right? And we're going to have more 9/11s because we got open borders. And the country that you guys pledged allegiance to, that's gone. It's gone. It's being invaded by 83,000 people a month. That's our replacements, dude. That's our scabs. That's our strike breakers, man. That's their new cheap labor. They're done with us, man. Okay?
Well, yeah, that's what they want. But the idea, again, is that I think that you've got not just a remnant, but you have people all over the country who are seeing this. And they, part of this thing, too, Ian, is I think you've got the media that is so pervasive that basically peddles a lot of these ideas. You can call it wokeism, call it what you want. But when you get out in the highways and byways, and you get away from the coasts that are densely populated by many, many liberal-minded individuals, I think you find that the heart of America is still beating.
Kyle, it's called PSYOPs, what they're doing, the latest razzle-dazzle. They're throwing down the pike to keep us divided and fighting each other, okay? You've heard this saying, I don't know who said it, but I'm going to paraphrase it. Other countries have a state-controlled media. We have a media-controlled state. Think about it. Thanks for taking my call. Bye now.
All right. Thank you, Ian. Yeah, actually, you know, if we have time here in a moment, we'll play an audio clip from Jonathan Turley talking about this idea of the de facto state media. And I appreciate what Ian's saying. I understand it's easy to get pessimistic about things. There's no doubt about that, because it seems like, you know, the old saying, right, all that has to happen for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing, basically, just paraphrasing it. All right, let's go to Dave in Clearwater. He's on line number two. Dave, how's it going?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're on the Captain's America.
Hey, good morning. Hey, excellent show going on here. After, I'm going to have to agree with the previous caller there regarding many of his points. There is a I think people are looking at through this through rose-tinted glasses. Okay, people talk about the incompetence of the administration. They are executing a perfectly diabolical plan to take down this country. It's not incompetence. It's purposeful. The border issue, that the governor of Texas has been talking about that since March of 21. And what's been done? Basically, he's just funneling everybody into the processing facilities where they're now being basically turned loose. And I think that regarding the constitutional aspect of some of this stuff, people should read the Constitution. I think the people that should read the Constitution are those in Congress right now. How many of those people, particularly senators, that are now complaining, rightfully and justifiably so complaining about the Biden administration, actually certified the last election? As if there was nothing happened. No, don't look here, don't look there, nothing's going on. And I agree that, there are good people trying to do good things and stuff, but I think they're, one of the first rules in warfare is you need to identify your enemy and know who you're dealing with. That way you can assess your scheme of maneuver, your battle plans, your assets that you have, and move forward along with that. So anyway, thanks for taking my call. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate you calling. I do think that they are executing some kind of plan. They're trying to play us for chumps. They're trying to play us for fools. But something the captain said earlier and says often, and that is that the people have the power. And the revelations of these things that we're finding out about hopefully will energize the people because they realize that this can't keep going on the way that it's going. And I, for one, I think that we have to continue to carry the fight through voting. And the caller just mentioned something, too, about the election, that it got certified. Well, there are all kinds of challenges that were brought. Nothing stuck in the courts. And the system is that it gets certified, but we know what they were up to. We know what they were doing, and we know how to thwart it going through the next time. The one thing we have to do is figure out where the other angle of attack is going to come for the election, any other kind of fraud, that kind of thing. But that's the old saying. I hate to be a cliche, but the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and we can do it, folks. We can do it because it's we the people. I love the way the captain always mentions that here on the program. It's we the people. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us. And we can do it. And I'm glad that you called in. We're going to be right back after these quick messages, folks. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. Captain's America Third Watch.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA USA News update. The man behind ChatGPT will testify before Congress on Tuesday.
Artificial intelligence will be under the microscope as lawmakers question OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. His company is behind ChatGPT. Lawmakers fear AI could be abused and want to hear from Altman about safeguards that are in place. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who chairs the subcommittee where Altman is testifying, said artificial intelligence urgently needs rules and regulations. I'm John Schaefer.
Another gold rush? In the 1840s, gold came rushing out of California's Sierra Nevada mountain range. This year, after all the winter storms, weekend warriors are finding the streams replenished. Prospectors call it flood gold. Experts say the fast spring flows are acting like a dredge, cleaning out deep pockets where the biggest nuggets lie. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, dancing across your radio dial here as we go through this Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. My name is Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the program as we broadcast from our Moss Family Automotive studio this morning. Glad to be with you. We have so much more to talk to you about this morning, folks. It is chock full. I don't even know where to begin sometimes. The last two callers we had, I appreciate what they were saying. I appreciate that they called in, Ian and Dave. Really appreciate it. And, I know that things start to look, pretty done. They look pretty bleak. It looks like the other forces, as it were, they're gained a foothold and they've just gone too far and this kind of thing. But I got to tell you, we just don't want to let it happen on our watch, and we don't want to give up, and we don't want to cash it all in. One of the things that I think about sometimes is that in the grandness of history, the typical way that people are governed is by through some authoritarian structure, or there's some kind of a sovereign over people, or this kind of thing, or there's some other kind of control system that's there. And over the last now over 200 years, the United States of America is really kind of a blip in world history, and it is something that came about because of some very specific sets of circumstances. You had the founding fathers, and I know they get trashed all the time, but honestly, I think about this as well, folks. And I'd like to know what you think as well at 1-877-969-8600. You know, of all the people that can come out and try to do things that take down the system or advocate for its dismantlement or these kinds of things, or wokeism, call it whatever you want, that's so popular nowadays to talk about. But one of the only reasons that they even exist is, or are able to exist, is because the Founding Fathers set up a system by which there was a freedom of speech. Because in other systems, the speech would simply not be tolerated. We have examples of that as we look around the world today. Look at in Iran, for example. You're not going to get away with going over and criticizing the government or trying to export wokeism to Iran. It just would never work. It's a whole different system. North Korea comes to mind as well. And so this is the shining city on the hill. And we want to do everything we can to keep it that way. But things can look pretty dark, but I got to tell you, we don't want to give up. But I appreciate your calls very, very much because that's what we're able to do. Programs like this exist because we have freedom and because we have the ability to call it as we see it. And just maybe, we're going to be able to pull the whole thing out of the fire. That's my hope. But something Ian said reminded me. We got this audio clip from Jonathan Turley talking about the idea of a de facto state media. This in response to what's happening with, of course, the Biden family revelations that we're hearing about, all the money, all that stuff. Let's listen in, just briefly, Jonathan Turley.
The Republicans released last week was breathtaking. They released a labyrinth of LLCs and accounts that seem to have been used to hide a money trail. And at least $10 million is being tracked on that trail. And the suggestion is that they went to a variety of Bidens, including grandchildren. Now, that alone should be enough to trigger considerable media interest, anyone who has any remaining interest in corruption. But the result was really astonishing. There were networks that didn't cover it at all. It was not covered live on MSNBC or CNN. And then you had all these articles that came out with these absurd titles. Things like, you know, Republicans admit they don't have direct evidence against President Biden.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, they just implicated all the family members around the president. The idea of influence peddling is that it goes to family members. Otherwise, if it goes directly, it's a bribe.
Yeah.
And if you've been in this town long enough, influence peddling is the favorite form of corruption.
Couldn't have said it better, obviously. And, of course, the great Jonathan Turley, he always says it just right, it seems. But that goes to the whole thing. That's right. So the de facto state media doesn't want to cover it, even though it's right there in front of your face. All right. Well, let's go back to line number one. Backgammon Bob is back with us. Hey, Backgammon Bob.
Hey. I think the main thing that we need to do to control some of the stuff at work is either, one, have a constitutional convention, and, of course, I know that's not easy. And the second thing is the governors of the states can do a lot, just like Ron DeSantis has done a lot in Florida and stuff like that. Anyway, that's just one comment I wanted to make.
I appreciate it very much. Yes, states' rights. And this is something that, of course, sometimes is lost because the idea is that a lot of people think, and I understand why, they think about it as simply being a federal government and that the federal government is the only thing that can ever come up with anything. But states are states for a very specific reason. In fact, in Europe, they look at, you say state, and that means country. So they actually technically look at us as an amalgamation of many little countries, you know, but when we think state, we think like the state of Nevada, that kind of stuff.
Well, as the captain mentions, we have the states have the power of nullification, which I don't think has been used near enough.
Well, right, exactly, because a lot of times there's probably not the political will to do it because it sounds weird, right? It sounds a little strange. It sounds like, well, it's going against, you know, but it's not going against our Constitution necessarily. The states have the ability to do all kinds of things that would benefit their state. This is one of the reasons I think Ron DeSantis gets criticized the way that he does by Democrats, because he actually is leading his state. He actually is doing things that seem to go against the grain. In other words, he doesn't go along to get along, does he?
Yes. And just remember one thing, that money is the mother's milk of politicians. And if the states were to hold like some of the taxes and stuff, they could hold them in escrow, as Captain mentioned one time, I think. I may be wrong on that, but I'm just saying we could, everybody would pay their taxes, but the state would dole them out to the federal government as they saw fit if they didn't think the money was being spent in their interest.
Well, exactly. Again, there's all kinds of things that that states can do and rally to. And I think you're starting to see some people, they're vacating. They're vacating for my state of California. They're going somewhere else where they feel like the atmosphere is much better, much more conducive to success. And we see people, they're sort of self-moving around the country for that very reason.
Well, if the price becomes too onerous in any state, either the price in terms of safety or the price in terms of taxes, then most people will move when it's possible for them to.
Well, that's exactly right. I think we're seeing now in Chicago, they've just sworn in that new the new mayor, and a lot of these firms and retailers, they're saying, okay, here come the new taxes. Guess what? We're out of here.
Oh, yeah. Well, these cities, these far-left cities, Chicago, San Francisco, they're going to start to disintegrate. Simple as that. That's what's going to happen on the West Coast pretty soon. There's going to be anarchy out there. And their tax base is going to leave, and they're just going to start to disintegrate. That's what's going to, you know, prompt some sort of thing.
All right. It is very, very scary. Yeah, but thanks for your call back, Amabal. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right, take care. All right, Backgammon Bob, everybody. We love hearing from him here on the program. And what he's saying is really true. I think you'll see the tax base start to leave out of places. We see things happening in San Francisco. A lot of retailers and other companies are just evacuating out of San Francisco. They don't have any other choice in the matter, not just because of onerous taxes or these kinds of things, but just as a basic safety measure. Captain and I talked just a couple of nights ago about there's the Target near Union Square in San Francisco where one of the employees is saying they get shoplifted every 10 minutes. People are shoveling things back in, you know, into bags and walking out the front door. You can't have this happen for very long in our society before it really starts to just, as Backgammon Bob was saying, it just starts to disintegrate. And once again, as I was mentioning, out of Chicago, the firms there are saying, okay, well, this is going to be it. We can't keep doing this. You know, I think the Chicagoans had an opportunity to really turn things around, but of course they didn't. But the old mayor is gone, so that's actually pretty good. I have a feeling that at least they have a little bit of a fighting chance, but you'll never know. Well, once again, folks, we do want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And by the way, don't forget to check out the good people at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg. Caring Hands, Helping Sore Feet, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. More to talk about on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you, in for Matt Bruce.
Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. As we continue across your radio dial, all across the country, all via the internet, as well as our great affiliates over the GCN network. You can find us just about anywhere. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com for more information about the program and for more information about great guests that we have on the program each and every morning. And don't forget as well that we are broadcasting live from our Moss Family Automotive Studio via our Salem flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. And you can check them out at Moss Family Automotive.com. That's MossFamilyAutomotive.com. And one of our great guests that we have many times here on the program talking with Captain Matt Bruce is none other than the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski himself. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. Hanging in there, praying for Matt.
Yep, absolutely. Well, he's on assignment, and we talked to him in hour number one of the program. He's at a secret, undisclosed location somewhere out there, in the United States of America. We're not saying where, but it's at least 500 feet below ground. We know that. It's very safe.
Okay.
That's right. Well, Chris, I'm so glad that you're with us here on the program today. I've been dying to talk with you. I wanted to ask you especially about what's going on not only with the national debt crisis. Obviously, they're at an impasse. But how is this going to affect and what's happening with, for example, consumer debt and the mortgage rates that we see, these interest rates that are going out of control? Where is this all leading?
Well, two different issues. Obviously, the you're talking about the debt ceiling debate that's taking place right now, which to me is it's juvenile. It happens all the time. And again, you know, it's juvenile in the sense that we don't even have, understand the meaning of words. We have a thing called a debt ceiling. There's no such thing. Every single time we go straight through it and we go ahead and we, you know, borrow more money and spend more money than we actually take in. And I'm not going to, you know, blame one party or the other because they're both responsible. Both parties do it. I mean, Republicans signed off on an omnibus spending bill, before the end of the year because retiring senators wanted to send more money home to their districts. It's patently absurd. And what we're doing is we're putting more debt on the backs of our kids and our grandkids. And it's just disgusting. They'll probably come up with something. The scare tactics being used are always used, saying that, oh, we can't default on our debt. We've got to make good on the money that we owe. The government still collects taxes. You hit the debt ceiling, no deal made. The government's still going to keep collecting taxes. It's just going to be what they're going to pay off. And according to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, we have to make good on our debt payments and those interest payments. So Janet Yellen's going to have to prioritize where the money is going to go. And, you know, they're going to spend the money on paying the debt and Social Security and Medicare. And then other things will be cut. Parts of the government will be shut down. So there's a lot of nonsense are being thrown around in regards to that. In regards to consumer debt, I mean, it's you know, obviously been coming up, but I think it has a lot to do with, inflation and people not adjusting, properly and thinking that not changing their spending habits when prices are going up. Interest rates, again, mortgage rates are up because the Fed has raised rates due to inflation, but they're not necessarily very high. They really aren't. If you take a look at the grand scheme of things, they've almost normalized to some degree, and quite frankly, I don't think the Fed's going to go really much higher. There's two sides to the higher interest rate coin. As a financial advisor, I don't like zero interest rates. I know people think that's strange. Oh, isn't it great for stocks? No, it's great for stocks and companies that aren't that strong, quite frankly. It allows for a lot of free money. And when there's free money floating around, people do a lot of really dumb things and a lot of dumb companies are created. But for people like myself and for others out there that are near retirement, close to retirement, people that have cash and cash equivalents, the past 16 years, they haven't gotten any rate of return at all on their cash. And at least you're getting something now, which is much, much better, in my opinion. Like I said, rates are not high. They've just normalized.
Right. Well, this is, I think this is all very, very interesting indeed, because, Chris, I think it means that, people don't know exactly what the other shoe is going to drop. And one of the things I came across recently is the idea that if you get a mortgage, let's say, it's much harder for the financial institution nowadays to sell your mortgage out on the market. The Fed used to buy them, is what I understand, but they're not doing that anymore. What is that going to really affect the rates for people who are just now going to try to go out and buy a house in this environment?
Not really. I mean, banks want to lend money. That's the business that they're in. They want to go out and lend money. It's going to be a little bit more difficult, I believe, with people that don't have that great of credit. But that's been a big change since the 2008-09 crisis. You know, when they were prior to that, all the no doc, no interest loans that everybody, you know, especially down in the state of Florida was aware of, with, you know, everybody going out and buying pre-construction condos and not being able to afford it. That really hasn't been the case. That's kind of gone by the wayside. But, you know, lenders, again, banks are banks. I mean, they make money by lending money. And, you know, if you have, you know, good credit, you're not going to have any problem getting access to capital.
Well, that's good to know as well, because I think you hear a lot of sort of doomsayers out there. But certainly, if there is a default, obviously, as you mentioned, that some parts of the government would shut down. But what does that do to what we always hear called the full faith and credit of the United States government? Does it all come crashing down, or is it something that investors or people around the world who bought bonds and so forth, do they understand that, or is it Armageddon?
No, because we will make good on our bond payments, and we've done this kabuki dance before. This last time was with Boehner and Barack Obama. I remember John Kerry was freaking out on national TV about the entire thing. You know, certain government workers will go on a vacation, basically. But whatever happens is once they finish the deal, it turns into a paid vacation because they always get back pay anyway.
Well, I guess it's good if you can get it, right? That's well, it's good to be in the government then, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's something. I hope this isn't too far out of left field, but I hear a lot about the U.S. dollar and the idea that, of course, we buy oil. Everybody buys oil pretty much with the U.S. dollar. Is it in danger at all of losing its reserve status if suddenly someday we're not buying so much oil and they start using a different currency?
There's talk about that, but I highly, highly doubt that. There's really no option at this point. I mean, the next one behind us, and again, this conversation was had back when the euro was created. And, you know, we've seen some wide fluctuations with regards to the euro versus the dollar. It wasn't that long ago when I was in Europe, and this had to go back to like 2016. And the euro was much, much stronger. I mean, it was like the $1.35 almost to the dollar. Last year, you know, the dollar and the euro were at parity. Now I think it's the $1.10 to a dollar. So you're going to see these fluctuations in currency and also with the Japanese yen. But, you know, it's just not, you know, it's not going to happen. I mean, the overall size of our economy and, you know, how the dollar is actually traded on the world market. I know people throw China out there, but no one's going to trust that China is having a reserve currency. They don't really have any open market. The government controls their currency and how it's valued. And you know, people are not going to like that because, again, it's not a free and open market where the dollar does have that. And it's quite liquid. I know there's been some talk of China getting together with Russia and some other countries. At this point in time, it's highly speculative. And if they decide they want to do something like that and try to put together another option, you know, I'm a big believer that competition breeds excellence. It's nothing wrong with having other ones out there to help us keep us honest.
No, I think a lot of people would be very relieved to hear your perspective on that because, as I said, there are all kinds of those doomsayers out there who want to make us think it's all going to come crashing down pretty easily. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, your website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
You got it.
All right, everybody. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'm Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. And we're going to be right back with more at the top of the hour here in the Captain's America Third Watch radio program.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.